Yeah, I'm coming from Technical University in Vienna. Then I'm going to talk about the quantum paradox, imagine the matter wave neutron experiments. Yeah, as Yakir explained a little bit about this paradox, yeah, I'm going to explain this Pinje-Hall paradox and the quantum Cheshire cat experiments. So then, yeah, our team is in Vienna. We are doing the experiment. Yeah. Then these experiment studies have been done with, in collaboration with Kai. Is he here? Yeah, Kai and Justin and Jeff at the Chapman Universities. Yeah, you also here. Great. So this is the content of my talk. Yeah, I give a short introduction about the matter wave experiment, namely in our case with the neutrons. Then preliminary experiment with an entanglement between the degrees of freedom of single neutrons. Yeah? Then first example of the paradox is a quantum Cheshire cat. I want to explain what is quantum Cheshire cat and how we see what phenomena and what we have seen in the experiment. Yeah? Then second topic is a 1/2 spin, weak values. Now first we have done the experiment to determine the 1/2 spin weak values in the experiment, in our neutron, of the neutrons. Then I'm going to show the, this quantum pigeonhole effect, what is the quantum pigeonhole effect, and I'm going to also show the study of the quantum contextuality with weak values. So, good. Then I'm going to start with a double slit experiment. Yeah? In a double slit experiment with a classical electric magnetic field, it's quite easy that a double slit, we can see interference fringes. Yeah? It's a first order, second order, so. Then also in quantum mechanics, everybody know, yeah? If you say neutrons, electrons, the double slit, then after the certain this distance on the screen, it appears interference fringes. Oh, it's interference fringes, yeah? Then it's quite similar, but there's a big difference. We are doing the experiment with neutrons, or electrons, if one have an only one single signals, we can have only one dots here. Or here is a dot, and here. If one have only one events, we don't see, or we do not recognize an interference fringe. And also even for 10, 100 spots, we cannot see, clearly see the interference fringes. Yeah? Then only if we accumulate enough number of events, and yeah, detection signals, we can see interference fringes, just like in a classical case. Yeah? Then we are really doing that this kind of an interference experiment with particles. It's neutrons, and we're using this interference over matter waves. Yeah? Then how it works? Yeah? In neutron interferometer was invented in the 70s. Neutron is a composite system of quarks. Yeah? Then we are using a single crystal interferometers. Then we send a neutron to the interferometer split into two beam paths. Typically, this distance is 2-3 centimeters. Yeah? Neutron beam split into 2 centimeters. They are recombined. This is a phase flux. Then we can see the interference fringes. Then, yeah, nowadays we can arrive at up to 90% of contrast. Then, yeah, before falling on the interferometers, we can, if you have a detector here, we can detect neutrons. Yeah? Then split into two beams, then they recombine. The typical intensity or use of the neutron is, say, 10, 100 neutrons per second. And neutrons of our neutrons have a roughly 2 kilometers per second of the velocity.
Yeah? How do you vary the relative optical path in order to get the oscillations?
We can tune, we put a phase shifter, it's a parallel sided materials. We rotate this phase flux. And we can tune this optical path length in one beam path and the other. Yeah? Good. Then again, yeah, our intensity, the typical intensity of neutron interferometer experiment is at 100 neutrons, say. The neutron have each neutron have 2 kilometers per second. The interferometer itself has, say, 10 centimeters. Yeah? It means if one detect if one neutron is going through the interferometers, next neutron is still in the fuel of the reactor. Yeah? It's 100 kilometers, 100 meters away. Yeah? Then there is really a single particle, neutron, go through the interferometer. Then they show the interference effect. Then we detect, if we detect enough number of neutrons, we can see the interference fringes. Yeah? This is really a single particle interference experiment. Then, I'm coming from Austria. Also, skiing is very important. Then here, neutrons behave just like this kind of skiers. Yeah? Then this is a picture of quite recent neutron interferometers. Then we have nowadays, this is at first age. Yeah? This in the semiconductor industry was developed and have been developed in the 70s, 80s, 90s. At the first stage, the interferometer was quite small. Yeah? Beam separation is only 2 centimeters. But nowadays, we have this roughly the 5 centimeter beam separation. And there is a propagation that is roughly 20 centimeter up to. Yeah?
What material is that?
This is a single perfect crystal, silicon perfect crystal.
Okay.
Yeah. Then, okay, we can also have variation of neutron interferometer. Here's an interferometer, and here's an instant beam, fast beam, second beam, third beam. We can see the interference between 3 beams. Yeah. Then, with this kind of perfect crystal, single perfect crystal interferometers, we are doing the experiments. Then, typical parameter for the neutron is the neutron have particle properties, and also wave properties. We are much more interested in the wave property of neutrons. Typically, the wavelengths of a matter of the Broglie wavelengths is 2 angstrom. Then velocity is 2 kilometers, and the kinetic energy is 20 milli electron volt. Yeah? But neutrons have also the particle properties. It's a definite mass. It's quite determined or measured with high accuracy. And there's a spin, neutron have a 1/2 spin. Then also neutron have a lifetime. Yeah? If neutron is alone, he decays or he, she decays in about 15 minutes. Yeah? It's a lifetime, it's roughly 900 seconds. Then neutron is also a down, down, up, quark composite system. Yeah? Then, we are gonna do an experiment with neutrons. Then on one side, neutrons have a particle property or a wave property, just like this picture by the Eschers. Or we are interested in the Schrödinger equations and also uncertainty relation holds for this experiment. Then, in last decades, there was a quite rapid development of the quantum information business. Then we are also involved more or less in this quantum information things. Then, key issue is entanglement for the quantum information procedure. Then entanglement normally is assumed between 2 particles, particle one on one side, on the particle another particle. Then there's a correlation between these 2 particles are measured. For neutron case, to make this kind of an entangled 2 neutrons pair, it is quite hard. Yeah? We can get such a neutron, but we should wait, such a kind of pairs can be produced roughly 1 pairs a day. Yeah? If one wants to have hundreds of neutron pairs, one should keep on the measurement for a year. If one wants 1,000, one should make an experiment for 10 years or 100 years or longer. Yeah? I'm not so patient enough. Yeah? We need another strategy. Then we have used the entanglement between, these are spin degrees of freedom, up-down spins, or past degrees of freedom in the interferometer, past one and past two. This is also a two-level quantum system. Spin is up-down, it's a two-level quantum system, passes also pass one, pass two in the interferometer. We can entangle these degrees of freedom of single neutrons. Then we have done the experiment studying the Bell's inequality between from the entangled state between the spin and the past degrees of freedom. Or there's also an experiment concerning the Kochensperger theorem. Then also, if we have also added another degrees of freedom, namely the energy degrees of freedom of neutrons, Then we have generated a so-called a tripartite in the spin, pass, and energy tripartite entangled states. Then we have a bipartite entangled states and tripartite entangled states in the single neutrons. Then, yeah, we have done this kind of experiment. And now we are interested in this weak measurement, weak value, these issues. Then in this case, yeah, if I want to measure the spin, then we can use, say, this path degrees of freedom or energy degrees of freedom as a meter. Yeah? There's a quantum system, say, spin, with a meter of spin and a path degrees of freedom or energy degrees of freedom. Yeah? This is the background of our studies. Okay, then, yeah, there's also another issue on the uncertainty relations. We have made a precise measurement of spins. Then we have also made a study on the error disturbance uncertainty relations. But this is not the theme of today. I'm going to go to one first paradox, quantum Cheshire cat. Yeah? This is a Cheshire cat site from the Wikipedia. Yeah? Then it is written, yeah? Alice sees a cat. Well, I've often seen a cat with a green. Okay, we also, yeah? So that is, but a green without a cat. It's the most curious thing I've ever seen in my whole life, yeah? Okay, we all can see, can find sometimes a cat without a green. But I don't think anybody here found green without a cat. It's impossible in the classical world, right? If there's a green, there should be a cat, yeah? But she said she saw a green without a cat, yeah? Okay, let me see if it is possible, yeah? Then in quantum world, it is possible, which was shown first and in this book, yeah? Then also details description appeared in 2013, yeah? Then it is assumed that a double slit experiment, or the Mach Zehnder interferometer, there's a pre-selection and post-selection. Then in between, there's a two, pass one and pass two. Then, yeah, in our case, this is, we are gonna use a Mach Zehnder interferometer for neutrons, yeah? We send cats, neutrons into the interferometers. Then there's a first beam pass, second beam pass. Then we will see there's a cat is in the one of the beam, then smile. Her smile is in other beam, yeah? This cat has no smile, this smile has no cat. How it is possible, yeah? Then, trick is pre-selected states and post-selected states, yeah? In our case, you have a pass one and a pass two. Pass one and a pass two is the power and spin of the beam in pass one and pass two are polarized different directions, yeah? It's a pass one to the four to the minus x direction and pass two in the plus x direction. Then there's another trick is a post selection. Yeah? Then we post select, not exactly the same, this one, a pre selected state, but here's a minus x, pass one plus pass two. Yeah? Then if one calculate, or the calculate the weak values, or that we can also evaluate this by the weak values. Then weak value for the pass one is one, but the weak value for pass two is zero. There's only a cat neutron in only in this pass.
Yeah? So the one and two are the upper.
Yeah, pi is a projection operator to the pass one. Yeah, then pi two is a projection operator to the pass two.
The upper arm and the lower arm. Yes.
Yeah, this is only a neutron is only in upper pass in pass one. Yeah, then no neutron will be found in pass two. Then also, next is a spin, conditioned spin in the pass one or the pass two. There's only spin, conditioned spin. In pass one, there is a one, but the conditioned spin to the pass one is zero. Yeah? It means, physically, it means that this is a neutron is here without a green. But here is a known neutrons, but there's a green. Yeah? Let me see how it works. Yeah? Then, yeah, in practice, we cannot use cat, we're gonna use the neutrons. We polarize the neutron beam before, then we make a spin preparation here, split into two beams. There are spin manipulation plus weak measurement of spin, or weak measurement of pass, Then there's the post-selection here, followed by the post-selection. Then, yeah, here is an, our setup picture. Here is in the middle, sitting the, this one perfect crystal, single perfect crystal neutral interferometer. Then split, and here is a coming beam. There's a split into two beams. They go out from the interferometers. Then in the interferometer, there's a spin manipulation instrument. Here's a this one coils made of, it's an individual made and a handmade, this one spin flippers. So let me see how it works, yeah? Where's neutrons? We prepared an incident state and also pre-selected state and a post-selected state. Then we put a beam alternator, yeah? Beam absorber. Transmission is one without an absorber. Transmission is 80% and 60%. Now first we put an absorber in upper beam pass here, yeah? Then if there's a neutron, then this absorber absorbs neutrons or intensity should change. But see, here's a phase flux of the interferometer here. Then here's an without an absorber, 80% of the absorber, 60% of the absorber, there's no change, right? Then next, we put an absorber, here's a lower beam pass. Here's a lower beam pass, here's an upper beam pass. We put the absorber in the upper beam pass. No absorber, 80%, 60%. You see here's a change, intensity changes. Then we see, there's no change. And if one put an absorber here, there's no change. It means there's no neutron goes through here. If one put an absorber in the upper beam pass, there's an intensity change. Okay. We conclude neutron is going through the upper beam pass. Okay, this is the first stage. The next stage, here is an instant beam, pre-selection, post-selection. Then we applied very weak magnetic field in the lower beam pass or in the upper beam pass. Yeah? As you remember, lower beam pass, the upper beam pass, there was a neutrons. Yeah? Then lower beam pass, there was no neutrons. Let me see how these magnetic fields affect the situations. Then here is a reference, no weak magnetic field, is a no interference fringes. Then if one applies the B field on the upper beam pass where the neutron was, then there's no change. Yeah? But if one applies a weak magnetic field here, then it appears on this interferogram, interference fringes. Even though there is no neutron go through this beam pass, there's an effect of the by the magnetic field. Yeah? Then we conclude. Okay, here is a neutron goes through the upper beam pass, but spin itself goes through lower beam pass. Yeah? Then in this case, we say that the spin and the neutron itself and the spin, is the degrees of freedom neutron, goes through the interferometer separately. Yeah? Then also we have, this is an ideal situation, the weak values are 0, 1, 0, or 0, 1. Then we obtain the weak values of 0.4, 0.14, or 1.07, or 0.96, or 0.82. Yeah. Then, in this experiment, we have demonstrated, we have observed in the quantum Cheshire cap, the Cheshire cap effect in the interferometers. But I have also one remark. Yeah? This, which way a neutron or a spin taking the interferometer depends on the post selection. Yeah? It means if one changes this post-selected state, say plus x or the minus x, then neutron and spin, they will exchange. Yeah? The path of the neutron and the path of the spins exchanges. Then also, in practice as well, we can make a delayed choice of this post-selected state. Yeah? Then my question is, when neutron comes into the interferometer, then we can delay choice, this post selection. Yeah? Then in this case, neutron in the interferometer, or the spin in the interferometer, they do not know which post selection will be done. Yeah? But afterwards, if I make like the post selection delayed post selection here, we will see the neutron is one beam or the cut is the other beam, or they will take another path. Then, yeah, this kind of experiment, we can also extend this Cheshire cat next stage. Then, yeah, this is a first example of our paradox. Yeah, this is reactions. Then in German newspaper, it appears also this kind of cat. Yeah, it was a funny thing. Also, I have another comment. Yeah, once I have talked about this Cheshire cat with a Bohmian. Yeah, Bohmian says there's a double slit. There's a single particle go through the one or other slits. Yeah, how we can interpret the Cheshire cat in the Bohmian? Then, yeah, I discussed with the student, and I conclude, yeah, in the Bohmian picture, there's always a cat with a spin, but we can see the cat here or smiles here. Yeah, it means, yeah, my interpretation of other Bohmian is we have here an invisible cat. This cat is invisible here, or the spin is invisible in one or the other. Yeah, this is also still a question, but it could be possible. Yeah, with Arab Bohmians. Good. The next theme is a weak measurement of spin.
May I ask a question? Your Cheshire cat that one before, it doesn't have a ZY, but it has an XY.
So yeah.
So in principle, you can make an entangled state of spin.
Yeah.
So your cat will not have any smile.
Yeah, this is also another extension. Yeah, we can make a, we so can erase all components
of spin.
Yeah. We can erase all components spin in one beam pass,
yeah,
other beam pass. It is also an extension, yeah. It's a so-called complete Cheshire cat, yeah?
Are you planning to?
Yeah. We are also planning, yeah? This is also next extension, yeah? Okay, how much time?
It depends how much time for question you want. So.
Okay. Okay, then I'm going to show the next, this is a one-half spin weak measurement. Yeah, a little bit on I accelerate. Then this paper is, everybody know, this is all authors are here. Then it is shown, there's a Gedanken experiment is shown here. Then there's a pre-selection and the weak measurement followed by the strong measurement. Yeah, but in practice with a matter wave, yeah, we experiment with electrons, neutrons, atoms. Yeah, this kind of a double Schrödinger apparatus, it is very hard to realize. Yeah, one big problem is a coherent volume. Yeah, typically our case, we are going to using, say, centimeter times square centimeter beam size. Yeah? But the coherent volume is a coherent length is roughly microns times microns. Micron squares, micron square, or centimeter times centimeter square. Yeah? Then weak measurement should be within the, this now coherent length. But OK, strong measurement, it doesn't matter. But this weak measurement in some microns is much smaller than the compared to the whole beam size. Yeah. Then this position as a as a meter, we can use in the position for the meters. Then we need another strategy. Then we have decided to use these two beam paths in the interferometer. It's a two-level quantum system as a meter instead of the position of the weak measurement. Yeah. Then this is an experiment. Here's a pre-selection, post-selection. In between, there's a beam pass one, beam pass two. To measure the spin, we applied a weak magnetic field. Yeah? Then, in this case, it's simple. It's a spin. After the post-selection, there's a beam pass and a pass two. It's a meter. Yeah? Meter is affected by this weak value here. It's a small rotation of the spin. Then this is a rotation angle. Yeah, this is a weak value. Then weak value, as you know, have a real and an imaginary component. Then the real component influence on the phase shift, roughly between these two states. Or this is an imaginary part. Here's an I. Then he influence on the how do you say is a population of the upper or up or down state. Yeah? Then if we have measured this quantum two-level quantum system on the phase shift or the population of the up or down states, then we can see, we can extract and we can determine the real or imaginary or also modules of weak values. Yeah? Then in the experiment, yeah, we have done this kind of experiment. Here's a preparation, here's a weak interaction regime, here's a post-selection, then there's an interaction Hamiltonian. Then we obtained that this phase shift was tuned by the phase shifter here. Then we got these kind of interferograms, yeah, with and without this weak interactions. Then from these interactions and from these values, here's a polar angle of the pre-selected state is to the plus x direction. Then find this post-selected state of the polar angle is tuned here. Then it's a polar angle of the post-selected states. This is a real part of the weak values. Then we can also have that this is eigenvalues. Then also, yeah, next one is here's an absolute modulus of the weak values. Then we also can get an imaginary part. Here's an imaginary part of the weak value with different analysis of the different directions. Yeah. Then by using this interferometer, two path states in the interferometer as a meter, we can determine the real, imaginary, and the modulus of one half spins. Yeah. Then this is this result is published in 2015. Then now we want to use this imaginary or full real full weak values for the application. Yeah. Then first application was a pinch-hole effect. Yeah. Then here's a paper appeared in 2016, I guess. Yeah, it is written here, the pinch-hole principle. If you put three pinches in the two pinching holes, at least two of the pinches end up in the same hole. Yeah, if you have a three, either one AB or the BA, or two of them should be in the same. Yeah? But when three quantum particles are put in the two box, put in two boxes, yet no two particles are in the same box. This is a quantum pinching hole effect, yeah, from this paper. Then, formula is quite simple. There's here's a pre-select state for three particle, plus, plus, plus. This is a superposition with a zero phase shift, right? Then there's a post-selected state. It's also, here's a phase shift I, yeah? It's a pi half phase shift, plus minus pi half phase shift for three particle. Then defined is additional projection operators for is a path on the left side or right side. Yeah, one is a both are in the same and one particle one and two are the same same path, or these two particles are different paths. Yeah. Then if one calculates, it's a simple calculation. It's the initial state, final state. Then if to take this possibility or this probability amplitude for these projection operators. These are same two particles in the same path. One can simply calculate and there is a zero probability amplitude. It means no particles are in the same path. Yeah? Then, okay, let me see this minimum in the neutron interferometers. Yeah? The neutron setup is quite simple. It is a polarized neutron beam. Here's a spin manipulation. These are two beam paths in the interferometer. Here's a weak interactions. Then here is also some beam block or beam absorber. Then here's a post-selection. Yeah? Then it is always, here is prepared the pre-select states and post-selected states times n. It means we generate an ensemble of neutrons. Then say, this is a different time. Yeah? We can send two neutrons into the interferometer, but we send two neutrons in one time and afterwards, after another. Yeah. Say, neutron in the R in the morning, or a neutron in the at noontime, at the lunchtime, or a neutron at the evening. Yeah, we concerned about the neutron in different time. Yeah, this times n means neutron in the R in the morning, at lunchtime, at the evening time, then we make an experiment. Say neutron in R in the morning, or then at noon, or evening, they have some correlation or not. Yeah. Then here is an operator, practice is the same operator, but we mentioned a little bit different as even or the odd operators. Even means that both are plus, plus means that here is a plus, is a plus set is a two bases for the pass. Yeah? Plus set or the minus set is the pass one or pass two. Then here's a projection operator to the pass one or pass two. Yeah? Then even is a both particle are in the same, it's a up, plus plus or the minus one. Both particles are in the same path. Odd is a both two particles are different paths, taking a different path. Yeah? Then with this notation, we can see this a weak value for this initial and the final pre and post states. With this for this observables, even the weak value for the even. This observable is zero, then weak value for the odd observable is one. Yeah? It means this probability amplitude, that this weak value, this and both are in the same path, say in the neutron in the R in the morning and at noon time, this is zero. Yeah? Neutron in the R in the morning and the lunchtime should take a different beam path here. Yeah? Then, yeah, it means that the sigma z and path of power matrix times the sigma z path power matrix for the first ensemble and second ensemble should be minus one. Yeah? Then we say, two pinches or the two neutrons are even seem to be in the same box. Yeah. No two pinches are same box. They are should be in the different path. Yeah?
But all the pinches are in the box.
Pardon?
No two pinches are in a box, but all the pinches are in the boxes.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, I come from this statement. Then this is one criteria to see the paradox in our experiment. Now about the quantum pigeonhole effect. Yeah. The next criteria is a quantum contextuality. Yeah. As Kai explained, we start with a magic square. Then we can see if we give a post and pre and post selected states, we can get this eigenvalues. Yeah. But for weak values, if we assign the weak value for these observables, then we can get here. So we can see it's so minus one, minus one, minus one. Yeah. It is strange because this product should be plus one. Yeah? This is a contradiction. Then also here we define that this is another combination or the combination of observables. Yeah? I'm not going into detail, and Kai already mentioned that this observables is the first, second, third, fourth. It's a plus, plus, plus combination, the minus, minus, minus combination, or the here is only in the middle is minus, or here is two are minus, and so on. Yeah. Then this is for the three particle case, three ensemble particle. Yeah. Then in this case, this pi should be between zero and one. This is the eigenvalues, but in practice, weak value is a minus one half. This is a contradiction. Yeah.
Now the time is getting a little bit short.
Okay. I'm going in 2 minutes. Yeah. Then okay. We can extend this situation for the three particle, five particle, and so on and so on. Then there's an Kai defined the new parameters for the this pi or the c. Yeah. Then in the experiment, we have determined that this and pi, this parameter or another parameter for three ensemble, five ensemble, seven ensemble, up to 17 ensembles. Yeah. Then here is a border. Then this is a determined value. Then this is a violation is 6 sigma, 7 sigma, 4, this is a C, yeah? 4 C is here. Well, the pi is a, this is a determined value. Then here is some compensation of the error. But here we see here's a 100 of the violation or the 30 of violations, yeah? Then this is an evidence of the quantum pigeonhole and also this contextuality. Okay, then this topic I'm gonna cut. There's also another argument, how precision of the accuracy of the weak values for a strong and weak measurement, but I cut this topic. Yeah. Then I end up concluding remarks is a neutron interferometer is effective too for the study of quantum paradox. Namely, first one is a quantum Cheshire cat was observed. The second example, the weak value of one half spin were determined. Then we can use, we have used these weak values to see the quantum pinching hole, also contextualities. Yeah. Thank you very much for your attention.
We have time for some questions, so.
Additional remarks?
I mean, I would, yeah.
I don't really remember whether you told us of how you create the Bell pairs.
Bell states? Huh?
Bell states, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you said that the rate is the rate was very low, but
in our case we are sending a single neutron simply. We don't use a neutron pairs. He is okay. Yeah, we make a neutron beam polarized here. It's up polarized. This is spin is turned by 90 degrees. Then this neutron beam split into two beam paths. Yeah. Originally it's an up spin. Then they are spin the turn. They split into two beam paths. Then in one of the beam paths, neutron spin is rotated different way. Yeah. Then in one of the beam is, say here, is a spin of the one beam is a minus x direction, and the spin of the other beam is plus x direction. Yeah. Originally, say, this is a spin is a to the plus y direction, split into two beams, then it is rotated to the, from the orbital clockwise, counterclockwise, then they are completely different, also the spin states. Okay. Then this is an entanglement between the pass degrees of freedom, pass one, pass two, and this is spin degrees of freedom. This is so-called just like a Bell state in the end for the two-particle case. Yeah. It's not factorized. Yeah? In one of the beam passes an up spin, the other is a down spin. Yeah? It's not non-factorized states for a single particle. Yeah?
I mean, one comment to amplifies what Yuji said earlier. Is that this is an experiment done with single fermions, not optics. And that's a fundamental difference here. So we actually have to think of single particles going through this thing. We can't get away with optical beams in the same way.
There's no chance to come to two particles or more than two particles coming to the interferometers. They are fermions, yeah, exactly, yeah.
I'm wondering how did you create this ensemble of n particles? Yeah. Y17 is the
It is not, there is no limitation. It is only due to the measurement time. Yeah?
Oh, by time.
To make one measurement takes, roughly say, half day. Yeah, 16 particles, 16 ensemble means 1 week, 2 weeks. Yeah, so even 1 month, we can say make 60 ensembles or 80 ensembles, 100 ensembles. Yeah? It's only due to the measurement time.
And there's something that I would like to confirm here, that in the last experiment, you basically correlate the post-selections, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So do you take the statistics of all different combinations of post-selections?
Yeah.
So that's how it works.
All possible. Mm. Yeah, this combination.
Right.
Yeah, he has calculated. Exactly.
Okay.
Then
if there's no more questions, then we still have one announcement about the following session, but let's first
thank you.